Well, the symbols were created by sages who saw the whole panorama of the nature of time, how this is a part of the process. And so that the mythology has built into it the worsening of times. And it's there, every culture, that at the end of time, no one would be able to hold on to any of the Dharma, right? We'd read that in the beginning, this was even in the Muslim culture, which is fairly recent. In the beginning, you would need to hold on to 90% of the law in order to be saved, and at the end, only 10%. So there is this margin. But it's in every culture that a recognition of the law of entropy, that's really what it is, operating at a spiritual level. So that the ego becomes more heavy, more dense, more karmically enmeshed and phenomenalized, objectivized. And we have lost our subjective capacity, which is where the willpower and the intellect is located. And so people are literally stupider today than we've ever been before. And there's more attention deficit. We're more dissipated. It's more difficult to persevere in a project. It's more difficult to have what psychologists call object constancy. And so it's more difficult to maintain relationships in a harmonious way with other people. And because we're so fragmented, in each relationship we're in, we tend to throw projections. And we can't maintain a positive projection on someone. It'll alternate with negative ones. And so you see people's personality shifts from one minute to the next. They'll be fine and friendly one minute, and they'll be blowing up at you at the next. Or you'll be doing that and watching yourself and wondering, what's going on? Why am I behaving that way? Because the ego has lost control of its own behavior. But this is a process that's happening on a collective level. So we're seeing the decomposition of society now at a level that has never existed before. And before, it took hundreds of years. Like the Roman Empire lasted 800 years before it went into degradation. Most of us think of Rome in that last period of the fall. But Rome was a very high society. It was part of the Greek society. The Greeks fell, and then you went into the Roman period. So the Romans were lower than the Greeks, but they were very high. The early Roman philosophers and the early Roman society was a very pure culture compared to what we have. Now you look at the U.S. in only 200 years, how they've fallen from Thomas Jefferson and James Madison to Bush and Reagan and all the other modern leaders, and look how the system has become corrupt in a way that it wasn't at the start. Not that it was perfect, because it began way at the end of Kali Yuga, but the fall is more extreme. The drop is more steep. And this is something that's happening on a global level. So now there are no psychological or spiritual resources left. The very religions have become delegitimized, and so people are leaving the religions. The Catholic Church is hemorrhaging believers at a rapid rate every day. Thousands of people leave the faith. The same is true in the Jewish faith. It's true in the Buddhist and Muslim, etc. So once the legitimacy of even the ideal is lost, then there's nothing for people to hold on to. And we have a scientistic ideology of the world being purely materialistic, that there is no spirit. And so people feel very foolish. And those who want to go toward a spiritual life have been terrified away from that by the fear of cults and mind control and, you know, you'll give up your power and all of that. And some of that is true, by the way. There are exploitive kinds of organizations. But nonetheless, if we throw out the good with the bad, the baby with the bathwater, then we're left in a hopeless condition. And the only possibility of escaping this is by using whatever integrity we have left, whatever power we have, to dream, as someone said last night, a new world and our highest self, and manifest that self in the world and come together in the synergy of this highest possible desire, create a community that will resonate at the highest level of truth and of love and compassion and wisdom and bring this back into manifestation. And we must do this. We can't wait for someone else somewhere else to do it. And by doing that, we undo the karmic layers of sediment that have covered over the jewel of spirit. And the more generous, good karma that we do, the more service of the world, the more giving on every level, then the more that radiance emerges into the cosmic, into the conscious mind of the cosmic consciousness, and the ego becomes dissolved. So the process, the method is known, it's obvious, it's usually gradual, but it's easy to do if one keeps a clear understanding of what has to be done. We must regain that original pure self that is buried under all the traumas and all of the anger and the sadness, the anxiety, the false understandings of reality. All of that must be cleared away.